Because we had my teaching was always at the same time as our meetings.
Yes, I know that was awkward, but I'm happy you're able to join us today. That's great.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna pull up the little, very brief agenda that I had put together, and we might just wait a couple minutes for a couple more people to come. Raj usually comes in right about this time, so he's probably just getting ready. How are things out in Wales?
Yeah, it's okay. It's still raining.
Yeah.
But it's summer's about to kick in, so yeah.
Great. Do you know Marie Angelique?
Who?
So the other person on the call is Marie Angelique. She's rejoined the project with Elizabeth.
Oh, okay. Hi, Marie.
Hi.
This is George Gukos. He's the main developer of Pado, and you probably know his name from that. And we'll kind of do some introductions once the other people join, but I just thought I'd introduce you to. I'm just going to grab my coffee and I will be right back.
Yeah.
It's early here.
So Marie Angelique, you're working on with Elizabeth.
Yes, on Crop Ontology project.
On the Crop Ontology.
I just started.
All right, cool. So what are you doing? Well, you're a computer scientist or a biologist?
I'm a bioinformatician, ecological informatician, ontology engineering. This is, yeah.
Wow, okay.
Somewhere in the middle.
cool, excellent.
George, do you know if John is joining today?
No, John, I believe, had some, because we just managed to sort out the post stuff. So we've advertised the post. And actually, maybe we can send it to advertise it as well, if you can. I don't know if you...
I couldn't quite hear what you said there. I'm sorry.
So we just managed to sort out the post to get the advert out. So
we've
advertised that post. And John is starting time with he has a meeting with the finance department this afternoon.
Okay.
Can we send it to you to advertise it as well?
Absolutely. I can circulate it for you, sure.
Okay, cool. I'll send you the link, but circulate only the English version, not the Welsh one. I don't think it's needed.
I'm sorry, circulate only the...
The English person, we are obliged to...
What? Yeah, we probably don't need to circulate
that as well.
Yeah, no problem. You want me to proofread the Welsh one for you? So it looks like Justin Elser has joined us. Hi, Justin.
Hi, Justin.
Pankaj just stuck his head in, and he's going to join in his own office in a second here. So as far as the other people, I know that Eugene Zhang, who's one of the computer scientists on the project here at OSU, can't join us because he's still teaching this term at this time. And Barry is not going to join in, but... okay. Just hang on a second. Pankaj is just logging in here, so... not sure what's going on here. You still there? Everybody still there?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Just want to make sure I didn't disconnect the call, so... okay. So let's just... looks like there's Pankaj. Hi, Pankaj.
Hello.
Both logged in on the same login, but that's fine.
Hi, Marie.
Hi, Pankaj.
Hello, George.
So, Pankaj, I was just saying that Barry's not going to join us, and I haven't heard anything from Dennis.
Mm-hmm.
So we could, and Justin Priest is probably just coming in, and Eugene can't join us.
Elizabeth
is in South Africa.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
But
Marie-Angelique is here.
Marie-Angelique. Yeah. I think we can go ahead and start, and then we can pick it up later on.
Yeah.
Chris is coming in.
I did not hear anything from Chris, but you can see George is here. George doesn't have a video camera, but he's logged in, so we were just...
I have a video camera, but I don't know why it doesn't work.
Oh, it's not working. Well, that's fine. We can hear your voice.
Yeah, and if you click on the hover your mouse on the screen at the bottom left.
Yeah, and then it says stop video rather than start video.
Ah, so can you stop it and then start? But we can keep on going.
Yeah, it's fine.
Doesn't seem to like.
It may be. It may be with you. We can hear your voice anyway.
Yeah. Okay.
So we were just chatting with John. I mean, with George. They're advertising the position, the postdoc position there, and they're going to send it to us to circulate.
Yeah, I already did on via email, Nora.
Oh, okay. Great. Great. Yeah. And just so everyone knows, I am running the recording for the meeting, so don't say anything you don't want to have on the recording.
As always, we always.
Which we never do anyway. Of course, we wouldn't say anything that we wouldn't want to. And George, I don't know if you know, but we have, you know, I'm sure you have access to the wiki page already, and we're posting those recordings with the minutes of the meetings on the wiki. Yeah. So people can.
Yeah, I've been reading them because I've missed a few because of my teaching, but I've been reading the minutes from the webpage. So yeah.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Yeah, well, it's great you're able to join. So maybe we should just do a few quick introductions before we get started. George, do you want to just introduce yourself, and then I'll get Marie Angelique too, and I think the rest of us know each other.
Yeah, so I am George Kudos. I work in Aberystwyth along with John Dunan, who is also he's not here today, but he's part of the same group. I guess my main drive is ontology development, integration, and I don't work with plants in particular, although I do work in this project. I'm more in working with human diseases and integration of large data set. I'm a biologist, I guess. But I've been, for the last 15 years or so, I've been working in bioinformatics. So don't ask me any biology questions. I don't know anything. What else can I say? I don't know.
You're the developer of Pado.
Oh, yes. I've developed Pado. The units ontology, quite a number of different ontologies. Yeah, so ontology development is part of what I do, yeah.
And you work pretty closely with Chris.
I work with Chris, yes. Thank you, Laura. Maybe you said that, sorry. Yeah, I do work with Chris and the OBO Foundry members. We started this idea of Pado, and Pancras was there in our first meeting. That was like probably 15 years ago or something, when we started developing this idea of getting phenotypes and how we're going to represent them. Then Pancras did the plant ontology, Pado. We started working with various different communities to ensure that we can integrate phenotype data across different species. And then we start creating tools like Phenomnet and Mouse Finder and so on in order to analyze the data that come from this integration.
Right. And we've recently kind of been working with Phenomnet with a plant instance of Phenomnet, and we have a fairly recent paper with Annika and George involved with that, and so that's something that we'll probably be pursuing more as we move forward.
Oh, absolutely. And we revamped Phenomnet now. We'll be creating some new algorithms. This all will be part of the crop project as well.
Great.
So the integration will be. But we're working on it. There are some cool interfaces and visualization interfaces we're creating.
Oh, that's really interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. So, Marie Angelique, would you like to give a little biography?
Yeah, okay, it would be shorter. So yeah, I have a background in bioinformatics, and during my PhD I mainly work on ontology engineering and for functional plant threats. So after that I also work on automatic remote sensing images classification using ontologies. And yeah, after that I work on a thesaurus of plant threats for the TRI database project.
Oh.
And after that I work for FAO on the AgroVoc project and on the GAX project. There are two big scores based projects. And yeah, and I work for Elizabeth on the scores version of the crop ontology.
Oh,
And here I am again. So yeah, it's hard.
So Mariangela, can you just kind of describe what your project with Elizabeth is on the Plantium project?
I will be in charge of putting all the ontologies on the GitHub website. And I will try also to make a good OBO files for each ontology. So I still don't know if I will have to work on a big OBO file or some various little files. So I sent an email to Chris this week or last week, so about this, and I'm waiting for his feedback.
What was
because your, I don't know how to process.
What was your question, Marie-Angelique, that you said?
I wanted to know what was wrong for now with the OBO file that we have so far.
All right, so here's one thing I would suggest. Are you on the Plantium internal mailing list?
Yes, she is.
She is. So I suggest that if it's a project-related conversation, most of it goes on the through the Plantium internal list, and you can actually, in the subject header, you can say, for Chris. Okay?
Okay.
So most of the time, people would take a look at it, and if he may not know who you are, actually, okay?
Chris knows,
but sometimes the conversation falls out. But if it's come through Plantium, he knows that at certain time he has to address the Plantium requests, collaborator requests as well. It's also a good way of recording the communication, so that you don't have to keep track of here and there, if that's okay with you, okay?
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, at the very least, you should be copying myself and Pankaj probably.
But if it's on Plantium, you don't have to copy.
That's right, and then it's that it goes. And if you need help doing that, anyway, that's great. And I'm happy to talk with you about those as well. And one of the other thing that my understanding was that you were going to help with the mappings between the ontologies, between the crop specific ontologies and the reference ontologies. Yeah.
Oh, that would be really nice.
Yeah, that's one of our big goals. So we'll talk about these details a little bit more as we get to the different sections. The plan for today is to kind of have a little report from each of the sections of the project and then some general discussion. And so,
may I ask Laura, sorry to interrupt you.
Sure. No, that's fine. Go ahead.
Because we started, so which ontologies are you working on? Could you start creating some mappings for them? And we can definitely help doing it in a more automatic fashion so you can go in and curate it afterwards so you don't have to do it from scratch. So which ontologies are you working with?
Well, the reference ontologies, of course, are the PO and GO.
I'm asking about Marie-Angelique, about which ontologies is she curating for the mapping?
So that's all the crop ontology. For now, I'm focusing only on three crops, rice, wheat, and maize.
Right. Those are our initial targets.
And you're using OBOEdit for it?
Well, there's existing OBO files for those species.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. Their workflow consists of a trait template document that's created in Microsoft Excel. And then they have, and correct me if I'm wrong on any of this, Marie-Angelique, and then they have a algorithm that converts that to OBO.
Okay.
And then I think some of the work on those files have been done directly in OBOEdit, right, Marie?
Yes, exactly. For these three, at least, yeah.
On those three, at least, yeah. Mm-hmm. So we're still kind of figuring out, you know, the workflow of how this is going to move forward. But those are the three target species.
Okay. Okay, yeah. Cool. Yeah, I will.
Hopefully, George, maybe you can join the next. The ontology group is meeting every other Tuesday.
Yeah, from now onwards, I would be, because both of these meetings were when I was teaching. But from now on, I'm free. Yeah. There are no more students. They all go home.
That's great. We have about another 3 weeks here for our semester. So yeah. I'm just going to close my door real quick because it's going to start to get busy in the building.
Right. And so while Lol is there, I'll give you a little update. I think we interviewed a few postdocs for the ontology developers.
Okay.
And one promising person is we are offering it to one of them, and the paperwork is in the business office. So hopefully, if everything goes well, we will have a formal offer coming out sometime next week, and the person would come on board, I think, by June 15th.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Right. Is anybody from the group that do we know, or is it a new person coming in?
He's a new person, and has been trained. He just completed his PhD in plant breeding and genetics from University of Wisconsin, and he used to work on potato.
Okay, cool.
Right.
Cool.
So he has some informatics applications, especially on using NGS data and some GBS, and looking at, and I think most of his training is mainly in R, but he's very interested in coming and learning new things from us.
Brilliant.
Yeah, and he comes from a background of industry and academia. So he used to work for Monsanto and then obviously went to grad school, but he still wants to go back to industry. So
right.
Yeah, so he hasn't got any ontology background, but we'll be training him and teaching him a lot about ontologies. One really nice thing is he does, as part of his PhD, he worked on a pathogen. So he has some plant pathology background, which will be helpful.
Right. And as soon as he comes in, I think June 15th, somewhere July or August, I think I would plan, let's plan on having a protege. Well, ontology developers workshop. Hopefully, George, by that time you would have your person.
Yes.
And probably Dennis would have one too, and Mari is already there. So, and we can bring our CGIAR collaborators who would contribute on crop ontology improvements and adding more terms there, plus who would contribute to the reference ontology work. So we will be able to bring in some folks, not only from here, but from AgVoc and AgMIP. And what is that? There is a international center for crop management or something, IFPRI or something like that, Institute of Food and Product something at Washington, D.C. So those folks are also interested in building some of the reference ontologies and tie up with their modeling work. So it would be a good idea to bring those folks on. On the meantime, I was wondering, George, what kind of a person are you looking at? Is more informatics?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
So somebody that can hopefully allow us to integrate all the mappings and all the data and then create this phenomenon type of analysis. But I'm hoping to be a lot more advanced and more plant specific.
Mm-hmm.
So this type, probably more
idea. Yeah, that's great. Do you have any timeline on that, George?
So you mean for hiring people, right? Yeah. So there are certain rules you have to adhere to. The post first had to came internally, so it had to for whoever was interested in Aberystwyth that nobody applied. We have no person that could apply it anyway here. So now it's out, and the deadline is 17th of June, and the interviews should be on 2nd of July.
Oh, okay, good.
Right. So are you looking out for anybody coming from England or from outside of the world?
Anybody, yes. I mean, we'll have to sort the visa issue, of course, but that shouldn't be a problem.
Right. That's fine. So, yeah, we had a few good candidates, but I don't know if we can encourage them to apply.
Were they UK-based? Were they UK-based or from the United States?
They were in India.
By all means. Why not? By all means, yes.
Yeah, so we can forward the CVs of a couple of those candidates or share the Dropbox with you. You can take a look at them. A couple of them have their video recordings because we recorded their interviews as well. So you can actually take a look at those if they are promising for you.
That would be great.
Yeah. No pushing, but take a look at them on that side if it helps. Right. But in the meantime, would you mind posting your job description on the Plantium news?
I'm just sending to Laura to upload it. So I emailed it just now.
Yeah.
But he's not going to send us the one that's in Welsh.
No.
Which is okay.
Come on.
Love Welsh.
And you know, we could send it out on the, I can post it on the website, and I can post it on the Facebook page and a couple of other places and send it out on our discussion list.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Actually, given your location, if you're required to post it in Welsh, I would love to have a copy of that.
Oh, actually, there is a link there, and the first bit has to be by law in Wales. It has to be in Wales. So, yeah, have a go. Well, you know more Welsh than I do. So, yeah. I only know Arab, which means slow down. The police always say that.
What did they say, George?
It's Arab. It's in Wales, means slow down.
Ah. Oh, yeah, I'm just looking at it in Welsh. It's very interesting. Wow, that's quite the language.
Oh, yes.
Okay, moving on here. Justin, Elsa, do you want to give us a little update on what's, or do we want to talk about the advisory board right now, Pankaj, or do you want to come back?
Yes, not everybody's around, but I think I'm thinking about two advisory board members, or at least three, and two people, potential people would. Are Sandy Knapp, and I think George knows her. Is she in conflict with you?
Conflict? No, I love Sandy. No, she's a great person, seriously.
But is she a co-PI with you on any other projects?
No.
Okay, then it is fine. So I was thinking of Sandy Knapp from Natural History Museum in London, and thinking about Ruth Bastio. And we need one person. I know Ruth is very interested. We'll have to send an email to Sandy. She did give us a letter of support for the proposal, so she's probably aware of it, but we just have to firm up. And Ruth, obviously, yes. And we need one or two people more, maybe one from more on the ontology or informatics perspective.
I'm going to talk with Sandy tomorrow. Do you want me? Because I've asked her for that letter of support, but I can definitely mention to her.
Absolutely. Why don't you go ahead and ask for the request, and then we can send her a formal.
Okay. Excellent.
Formal email.
So Barry sent. I don't know if you saw this on the agenda, Pankaj, but Barry sent in a suggestion of Lynn Schlippel.
Can you share your screen, please?
Share my screen, absolutely, yes. The lady's name is Lynn Schremmel.
Lynn Schremmel, not Schremmel.
No, she works on the disease ontology. Disease ontology. Lynn Schremmel from University of Maryland.
Yeah, she's been elected president of the Genomic Standards Consortium.
Here. Yeah, Lynn would be okay.
So that's one suggestion that we could look at. Can you see the screen now?
Yes.
Okay, good. Yeah. But he says, I'm not pressing on her behalf. It's just a suggestion.
Yeah.
No.
But Lynn is, again, a biologist, right?
Yeah.
I think having Lynn outside, she represents the community outside of plants, so getting a perspective from her would be good. And I think we need one person who is more on the informatics side. So think about who that person can be. And hopefully from the US. We have two from UK, we need one from US. One more.
Okay. And Pankaj, you know, we might want to follow up with Dennis and make sure that he's not on a grant with Sandy.
Yeah, we can check that.
Yeah.
So, George, can you ask for that too?
Okay, yeah.
We're just trying to avoid the conflict of interest.
Yeah.
Have you heard anything from Dennis, Pankaj? I have not heard a word from Dennis for quite a while.
I have not.
I know that he was looking at a couple candidates at the garden there. I will follow up with him afterwards and see if we can get in touch with him. Okay, so let's move on. Your keyboard is kind of loud. Justin, also, do you want to go ahead and tell us any updates for
sure? On the Amigo 2 installation, I'm working on a couple things. One is I created, as suggested by Chris Mungle, the Plantium Importer OWL file, and along with that, a Calog XML file. I have them both created, but I'm not actually sure how to link the catalog to the importer file. So Chris and I are kind of working on that. He suggested it, that I should do it, and he actually didn't know how to do it either. So we're trying to figure that out. There's a weird issue where if we load both the environment and trait ontologies on the Amigo 2, the environment ontology, all of it just disappears.
Do we want to look at it? I think some people on the call may not have seen the. I can pull it up.
I can't remember where I last loaded, but I think it's set up like that.
It's dev.plantium.org.
And go search and then ontology.
So this is just to give people some background. This is the new interface we're going to have. Very early stages of it. It's going to be moved to Amigo 2.0.
Yeah, so if you look at the ontology source, you can see the plant trait ontology right there in the middle.
Yes.
There should be a environment or plant environment ontology as well. It's loaded, but for some reason it does not show up here. And if you even do a free text search for any terms that it has, they do not show up. But if I don't load the trait ontology, then the EO ones show up just fine. So somehow there's a conflict and we're trying to figure that out.
Yeah, so you're still kind of working on that?
Yeah, Chris gave me a suggestion on it, and it turned out that I was already doing what he was suggesting anyway, so that was not the issue.
Okay. So it's good, and there's lots of customization we can do here and other, mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, let me go back to that.
Okay, so that's where we're at with the Amigo 2 on the Git migration. The trait ontology has been moved from SVN to Git, so I'm pretty comfortable with the process of doing that now. And then after Lowell tests some more and gets used to the Git, then we'll move the rest of the files, right?
Right. Yeah. So we have the trait ontology up here. Justin was able to import the history, which was great. You can see. So we haven't actually done too much with it yet, or too much customization or anything yet, but. Yeah. Yeah,
especially if we're keeping them in each ontology in a separate repository, then it's not that hard at all to do.
And so while we're talking about Git, mm-hmm. as a kind of an interim progress, we put 4 of the crop ontologies files up here. And we've been having some discussion on the ontology meetings about how we're going to name these. And do you have any updates from your end on that, Marie-Angelique?
No.
Elizabeth had mentioned that we probably don't want to call them CGIAR files. So so right now, it's basically just the OBO file. And Justin and I are kind of working on some of the other details with the plant trait ontology, such as how we're going to move the other files that are associated with the trait ontology file and so on. So lots of work going on there. So any updates on the other parts of this, like the data store or the Eugene? And
we've been having meetings with Eugene and his group, but we're still basically just trying to flesh out or get them caught up to speed on how everything's working together and then flesh out what we actually want to get out of it. So nothing real concrete.
So I think, Pankaj, you were talking with Eugene and Botong about developing a term enrichment tool or a... Your mic is muted. if you're talking.
Yeah, we had two meetings with the Eugene Zhang's group, and what we're thinking about is their main role would be on data visualization part and improving that from basically right now, since we have Amigo 2.0 coming up, then they would be working on that. But that portal is not ready yet, so I think it's too early for them to chip in on their, that contribution side. So he has a graduate student, and Eugene is from computer science. So what I thought was maybe we start building a nice widget on term enrichment analysis, and see if we can have that at some point plug in into the Amigo 2.0 interface. So it's easier to build a separate one, but bring it as an as a widget. That's one thing. And we haven't gone on to give him more details about an annotation portal that we wanted to build on doing the actual functional annotation for plant genes and mutants, which is something we had it in our deliverables. But in the next couple of rounds of meetings with Eugene, I would love to talk to him. But I think what before I start doing that, Chris wanted to show his annotation portal. So we should actually invite Chris and let him give us a demo of what they have so far and see if it works for us. Yeah.
Okay, good. So I'm not familiar with what annotation portal you're talking about, but.
Is it the Term Genie one?
No, there are two of them. Term Genie one would be to introduce and add new terms into the ontology. So for example, if Marie Angelique and their collaborators are trying to add a new term, right now Crop Ontology has a user interface where you add it. But in the meantime, Term Genie would let you do it in a very logical, ontological style. So you would be able to create and compose a term using multiple ontologies and be able to contribute back to the thing. That's one thing. No, what we're talking about is the functional and phenotype annotation of genes. That is something which is severely hampered, and there is no portal where community can go and actually do a good quality annotation. And so that's where individual, let's say, resources like tomato, potato, and tomato, basically, and tomato and maize and some legumes may have that kind of a portal, but it's not a, there's no standardization and nothing like that. And there's no common way. So we want to build a gene annotation portal, for example, that all the entries that, gene entries that sit in our Amigo 2.0 database, those should, annotations for those should be editable. And we can limit what can be edited at different levels of administration that we're looking at. It's something similar to what Justin Priest worked on it a long time ago on the wiki, gene wiki aspects, but we are still in the process of evaluating whether we go the same route or we create a different different background on that side. Okay. Different backend.
Great. So, yeah, we're trying to set up some kind of more regular meetings with those folks so that we can kind of keep this moving forward. Scheduling is kind of an issue with this bunch, with the whole group. All right, let's go back to our main agenda. Any other questions or comments about the data store or the... Nope, good. So...
Justin can give us... Priest can give us a report from his workshop.
Yes, that's what we're doing.
Yeah, in fact, if everybody, first of all, good morning. Sorry, I arrived a little late to the call. If you want to refresh today's meeting agenda, I put some notes there for the Section C update from the ISOBeast group.
Is it current as it's showing on the screen? Or?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
So a couple of things from our group, and there may be some people on the call that are not familiar with this side of the Plantium project. So briefly, first, we're working on moving image annotation with ontology term functionality over to the iPlant BISC environment, which is an image annotation environment. From the Plantium perspective, we're trying to provide as much ontology functionality to that environment as we can. They don't have any of that right now over in BISC. And we're taking an older project of ours from plant ontology days where we worked on image segmentation and moving that software into BISC. So that's what this area of the project is about. Recent information, we had one graduate student leave the project in Sanisa Todorovich's group over in computer science, but he's been replaced by a computer science undergrad named Ryan Kitchen, a really nice guy we've met a couple of times already. He will continue to work with Zhu Zhu, the graduate student on the project under Sanisa, and I've had a couple of meetings with both of them recently. If anybody's interested in the software specs or what we're working on in phase one of development, there are links there on the meeting agenda to it. You can take a look at what we are doing in the first phase in terms of moving our image annotation, segmentation, and ontology labeling efforts into BISC. As far as the workshop goes that Pankaj mentioned, last week I was in Santa Barbara at UC Santa Barbara with Zhu Zhu. We both traveled down for a bioimaging workshop that B.S. Manjanat was hosting. He runs a digital imaging research group at UC Santa Barbara, and they run the BISC project, which iPlant picked up to their image annotation software. And so we met down there with a lot of data imaging specialists, and it was a really interesting but brief two-day workshop. There were some great talks from people doing materials research for the U.S. Air Force and some of the imaging and analysis work they're doing. There were also some biomedical talks. A couple of folks from Harvard were in to discuss their work in vivo imaging of mouse brain tissue and then reconstructing neural networks from that. In addition to a couple of plant folks that were showing some nice full color spectrum and temperature spectrum imaging that they do in their greenhouses, things you've seen like with LemniTech's products, but since this is a research group, they're a little bit ahead of where industry is. With some of their technology. So that was all fun to see. I demoed the ISO software at the workshop. Can I share my screen, Lol? Is that all right?
Sure, I can stop sharing. Absolutely. So while you're doing that, Justin, I was just going to ask a question if that works.
Yeah, go for it.
I was wondering if anybody else at the meeting was using ontologies in any way.
You know, my flight arrived after the first three morning talks, so I don't know if any of those three talks are using ontologies, but there was nobody after that that was. And I would say that I got a sense from after my software demo that the ontology angle was, we were the only ones talking about it at that particular meeting. This is actually, in some respects, a good thing because we're bringing something unique that a lot of them are not thinking about, perhaps. And I would also mention that the folks in the BISC group, especially Chris Kvilikval, their lead developer, is particularly enamored of ontology work. He likes ontologies. He wants to have them enabled in BISC. And so one of his major interests in having Plantium involved with the BISC project is to get our ontology web services into their metadata space. And I was just going to show that to orient people. My screen sharing may be frozen or not.
I can see it.
Okay, so this is the BISC environment from iPlant. And Basically, I just logged into my demo environment where I've got one image available that I've uploaded. Again, the whole idea of the software platform is it's fully web-enabled, and it's all about image annotation of all kinds. Also, image analysis. People upload back-end algorithms to do all sorts of high-performance computing image analysis in this environment. And they can do a lot of things that we're very attracted to work with because they've got a full platform in place to deal with high-res images, very large image files, and other people have been building other modules to allow for image analysis. And we can leverage this work in what we're doing in Planeo. But if I were to, say, open that one image, this just gives you an idea of the BISC editing environment. You can annotate on the image over here on the left, and then on the right-hand side, there are places for providing text annotations in their metadata space. And what we're doing is we're taking our desktop ISO software that we developed a couple of years ago, which looks actually very similar once you see me open an image in the environment. Image on the left, annotation space, opportunities to provide metadata on the right, very similar. We're taking this desktop tool and putting it into this environment. Mm-hmm. And besides the ontology annotation aspect of it, we're also going to be bringing a segmentation module to BISC. They have other segmentation modules. They do not have a really user-friendly, fully functional GraphCuts segmentation model. GraphCuts is just one particular kind of image segmentation. But as an example of it, you can provide markup on an image and it will cut out portions of the image. And if you then decide that you are happy with what it is highlighted for you, what we have on our desktop tool right now is the ability to then associate that with an ontology term from the plant ontology right now as it happens. So anybody want to label the top half of this leaf? What's a good term for that? Putting you on the spot.
Leaflet.
Leaf what?
Yeah, leaflet. I don't know if we have leaflet, but
all right.
We definitely have leaf.
Oh, yeah, we should have leaflet.
Leaflet. There it is. There. Leaflet. Okay. So if I select leaflet and assign that, then we now have metadata associated with that segment, okay? And provides our multilingual synonyms over here, Spanish and Japanese, thanks to everybody who's worked on that. So what we're going to do is take this functionality that I just demonstrated in 45 seconds and move it into this environment on BISC. Mm-hmm. That's what this project is focused on. And when we were down at the conference, I demoed what our desktop software did and talked about what our plans are. And in phase one, we're going to be working on the phase one items are basically building out that environment and then doing the basic graph cuts segmentation functionality piece, making sure the user interface works, and then working on the initial part of the ontology metadata interface. But we will not be hooking up the live ontology web services in the first phase. Phase one is set to go over the summer, basically. We set up a timeline, and Zhu and Ryan are the primary developers, and I'm overseeing that effort. They're doing the heavy lifting and the code. So June, July, August, they're going to be continuing to work on these items on the left here. Did I miss anything else off the agenda for this part?
Because it's an undergrad and a grad student, how much are they actually working this summer? Are they full-time?
They are employed on the project this summer. Whether or not that is full-time, I can't speak to, but they are both working on it over the summer. And they're funded to do so, so they better.
Well, it's great that you have it very nicely organized, Justin, and with timelines, and that's always helpful, I think, to keep people on track.
Sure, you're welcome.
Yeah, thank you. So.
Anybody else have any questions about that stuff?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. Someday we'll be able to integrate with all the phenotype images coming from these big phenomics centers like in Aberystwyth. One thing about the BISC, one question about the BISC, you know, with ISO, we had a problem with large files.
Yes.
So do you have to upload file to iPlant first to do it on BISC?
They have an upload facility provided directly via BISC, but it's all part of the iPlan infrastructure, so they leverage iPlan's ability to manage large files. But you do have to put your file into their backend system in order to be able to work on it.
Right, so you can't have an image on your desktop and...
No.
Okay, that's whatever, that's great.
They are well set up to deal with large files though. So once you get past the initial step, and I know iPlan worked hard in their early days to squeeze as much efficiency out of data streaming as possible. So large file uploads are supposed to be faster than say maybe what you experience on a conventional website. I've not done a lot of testing with that, but I know once the image is in there, they're well set up to deal with large image annotation. They have a tiling technology that allows them to load different portions of images at different resolutions, and that helps with the ability to manage 10 to 120 meg image files, really, really high-end microscopy-generated files.
Great, great. Okay. So I think we will move on here. We're kind of getting down to the towards the end of the hour. We have a little bit of time left. So let's go back to our agenda real quick. I took the screen sharing back. So thanks for that. And I'm going to actually go to the Ontologies page. So the Ontologies group has been meeting every couple of weeks, and our next meeting is on the 26th. So George, if you're available, hopefully you can join us on Tuesday. Yeah. So we've been having lots of good discussions. A lot of this we've kind of touched on already in the call. We're working with Marie Angelique and Elizabeth and their group on getting this up and running in terms of the mapping between the ontologies and how we're going to work with the repositories. Marie Angelique, could you give us any update from your end on progress and what kind of things are going on there?
On the, I know that Leo have been working this week on the chickpea ontology. And from my side, I just look a little bit at OBU and cross product, and how I can use that for the mappings.
Yeah.
So yeah, and I also look at it as a tool named AML, so that's perform mapping AML agreement maker light. That's the name of the tool. So yeah, he works on mappings on different ontologies. So yeah, I just tried this tool also this week.
Yeah, and Maria, I was actually going to suggest maybe that, you know, it might be helpful for you and I to meet about once a week in between the meetings. I know Elizabeth's schedule has been really crazy, and Elizabeth and I, when she's not so busy, used to talk about once a week as we were getting things running, but it's been kind of difficult because her travel schedule has just been crazy this term. So maybe we should try to set that up after we get off the call. We could maybe email about it or something. I've been kind of thinking about it. I've just been really busy with other meetings and things too. So yeah, that's really great. So in terms of the ontology development, and I have a number of initiatives going on that we haven't talked about today. In addition to the hiring process that we were working on, which was kind of involved, but we have a disease ontology that we're working on, and we actually have an undergrad who's been helping with that for the last month or two. And along with that, we're working with a group called FiBase. And FiBase is out of Rothamsted, England, and it's a plant, it's a not specifically plants, but it's a pathogen host interaction database. So they've sent us a number of terms that they need for that. They want to link to the future plant stress ontology or plant disease ontology, whatever it ends up looking like. So my plan for this coming ontology meeting is to kind of discuss that a little bit more detail of what we're doing with the disease ontology. And of course, you know, we have a lot of interest in the trade ontology, and people, we're working with the Panzea database group from Maize GDB. We're working with Maize GDB on the Panzea project, which is a big GWAS data set, and a number of other initiatives with the trade ontology. So lots of things going on. We just need more hands to get everything done. So I'm looking forward to getting the new curator on board so that we can get a little bit more progress done on the different ontology projects. So yeah, any questions or anything about ontologies? I know we have already talked about the GitHub.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, so I think there's lots going on there, and it'll continue to kind of ramp up as we get another person here, and then also as Dennis gets another curator at the New York Botanic Gardens. So hopefully right. We'll have an update from him fairly soon.
So George, I have something for question for George is this, if you can put together a kind of a timeline and the deliverables, I don't know how we spelled it out for you, but I think to have a very concrete plan for your group and how it's going to work. I mean, can you outline your work and give some timelines or create something? It might actually help you as well, because...
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's a good idea. Yes. I will use the milestones, the aims we use for the project, right?
Right.
And eventually what would help is then we can make sure that we have the system in place to help you out, as well as for you. You might do monitoring, or some of the deficiencies that we have, we should be able to make sure that we are covered.
Yes.
Okay, so please go ahead and create, and you can use the wiki for doing it, or unless you've done, do your homework on your end and then put it on the wiki.
Yep. Okay. Yeah.
You're welcome to link it to the ontology page, and I've got the aims for the ontology section kind of fairly well fleshed out, all except some of the finer points. There wasn't much detail in the project, so.
So something like you do it for all 3 years, but chunk it out in quarter by quarter and see if we can prioritize some items. Okay, and same I would suggest, I believe Elizabeth's group actually also have something similar, or LOL, unless you're working with them on that.
That's a good idea. We should.
I think like Justin Priest has done it for ISO, I think we should do it for every individual group and set the priorities on that side.
I think that's a really good idea. Get those goals and things laid out.
Yes.
And some timelines. Yeah, great. Great. So I think we're getting down to the end of the hour. Any further discussion that people want to talk about? Maybe we should talk about the date for the next meeting. I currently have it planned for, let me just look. I think I have it planned for June 18th. Have to look at my calendar here. Yes. So does that sound good to people, June 18th? We're trying to do this on a 4-week basis. Yeah, June 18th is what's on my list here. So
I'll be out, but don't let that stop the show.
Well, you could send me your update before.
Will do.
If you're going to be gone. I mean, we could do it the previous week, but... Does that work for you, Pankaj?
June
18th.
Let me see.
I definitely could not do the previous week, and I may not be back in time for the 18th, but I can probably try and show up anyway.
Oh, okay.
June 18th, you said?
Yes.
Yeah. You'd string up that LOL is out on vacation?
Well, I'm most likely not going to be here that day, but I can call in the morning.
Right.
That's the day that Morgan leaves for Spain.
Yeah. So I'm okay.
So that works for you?
Yep.
Yeah.
I'll make sure we get Sunisa and or Zhu on that one, and they can talk about our image annotation work, because Zhu will be coding heavily by that point.
Great, great. Yeah. I'm not sure why none of them joined today. I think Sunisa maybe is teaching or something, but yeah, okay, great. Okay, well, we'll plan for the 18th and we'll just work around. I mean, we've got to kind of deal with the fact that people are going to be gone, especially through the summer, and have more people traveling. So, and Pankaj, maybe you and I can talk some more about this planning for this workshop that you'd like to do, because that's something we're going to need to do a little long-term planning for. I think it's probably not really reasonable to try to do it in the summertime, but maybe September would be a good timeline to look at. Yeah, I don't know. So, okay. Well, thanks everybody for joining today and your input and your comments and your reports. That's great. So I think we'll wrap up.
Yep. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Right. Great to talk to you, George. Glad you're going. Yeah.
Bye.
Bye
guys.
Bye.